a girl in my school, the only girl in my life, the only student in my life, 38 years of teaching, that I sent throughout of school was one girl in my life. And I was 100% right. She was being a machti, causing other people to sin. But even though I did the right thing, I caused her crazy pain throughout my school. But I was right. And she wouldn't back down. She would not say she's sorry. The other girl that was involved said she's sorry. She's a tough kid. She wouldn't back down. So I didn't back down. A year after it happened, maybe 2 years after it happened, I'm standing by the Kaisel, 3 years ago. I'm standing by the Kaisel, Erev Yom Kippur at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I go to Vasikim, but I go early. I'm standing by the Kaisel, I'm looking at the Kaisel, and I'm saying to myself, there's one kid in this world that I really hurt. I was right. But because you're right doesn't mean you didn't hurt the person. You can be right, but you hurt the person. I said, this girl's walking around, she hates my guts. She is so angry at me that I threw her out of school. I gotta ask Mechila. I don't know if I'm gonna call, she's gonna answer, but 3 o'clock Israeli time is 9 o'clock, is 8 o'clock American time. I walked away from the Kaisel to the Chatzar. I dialed her number, I had her number from school. She picks up, hello. I'm like, don't hang up the phone. It's Rabbi Wallerstein. I'm calling to apologize. And it's like silent. Because the last person she ever dreamt that would apologize was me. I said, I'm standing by the Kaisel. I'm not going to get into the whole discussion whether you're right or I'm right. It doesn't matter. I'm wrong because I caused you pain. And I'm asking Mechila, not for right or wrong, I'm asking Mechila, the last, I think it was 2 years, that you've just been in so much pain. And she goes, it's going to take me a while to forgive you. I'm like, okay, I got a while. No problem. Every single year, including this year, 3 o'clock in the morning, Erev Yom Kippur, I call her. We're already best friends, but I call her and I'm like, how you doing? What's going on? Are you in school? What's happening? She wasn't doing so well for a while. I follow her. She knows I care. It took me 2 years to get there. Just because you're right doesn't mean you didn't hurt the person. So even if you're right, you still have to ask them forgiveness.